Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, another mountain fair. I want to thank you all and congratulate you all for what happens here. This community and this fair is one of the world's best examples of love, of peace, and of acceptance and of joy. Look around you. These are the people who are being the change they wish to see. All of you are creating the sort of life we want for everyone. If you look around these valleys, there's such a huge aggregate of good heart, good intention, and goodwill. In modern times, this is a shining example of all of us at this fair, every possible kind of person, every possible age, and we have the most wonderful time together. We have a sacred duty to have fun and keep the vibration of the planet up. Let the sound of love surround you, beating like the heart in each of us. As we approach this great change of age, 2012 is rolling up on us. The Hopi prophecy has been fulfilled, the Tibetan prophecy, and a whole handful of others. And what that points to is the end of one calendar and the beginning of a new one. What will make the difference on this big watershed is our emotional state. The Hopis say that we have to create a you and me world instead of a you or me world. And so this time is called the time of choice. You look into every choice in your relationship, across the counter, in traffic, and you ask yourself, is this you or me, or is this you and me? And it's up to each one of us moment by moment to create a you and me world. This fair is the best example. If we can carry the spirit and love of this fair out into the world like a beacon of light that sends love and joy right across the state, across the nation, and across the world, this is the best thing that we could be doing. So join me in a prayer of blessing on this fair. Holy Heavenly Father, Holy Earth Mother, Holy Spirit within each of us, bless this fair that we may celebrate in peace and in joy. Amen.